Buck Benny, the two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again, podcast listeners. This is Buck Benny, bringing you Bing Crosby. Bing tonight is going to be out with singing legend Ella Fitzgerald. And I don't know how you do much of a better show than that. I was just watching, actually last night, Ella Fitzgerald performing with Karen Carpenter. It was a Carpenter's special retrospective on PBS. And there she was singing, what was the song? Masquerade. That's it. She was singing Masquerade. And to turn Masquerade into a duet just seemed like such a strange song to have a duet on. But I was fine with it in that you get to hear Karen Carpenter's voice is so insane. Somebody called it one in a million, and it truly is. I've never heard any other voice quite like it. And then to have Karen Carpenter and Ella Fitzgerald singing together was just amazing, amazing piece of history. And then for me to know that, of course, she'd appeared many times with Bing Crosby and sang with Bing, just a cool thing. So anyway, without further ado, here is Bing and Ella Fitzgerald. Enjoy.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Ella Fitzgerald and the Firehouse 5+2. And now, right off Chesterfield's new, gay, bright Christmas carton, here's Chesterfield's Santa Claus, Chris Bingle.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. You've seen it, huh, Ken?
Yes,
you've seen
I
the
have.
Picture of me on the Chesterfield's Christmas carton,
Oh,
huh?
I certainly have. You and your sleigh driving Chesterfield's red-nosed reindeer.
Pretty flashy, huh?
Oh, it certainly is. But, you know, I was wondering, Bing, why didn't Chesterfield put Bob Hope on the Christmas carton, too?
Well, we wanted him, Ken. We wanted Bob desperately.
I thought so.
In fact, originally, he was supposed to be the red-nosed reindeer.
What happened to that idea?
Well, we pinned the horns on him. He looked like the devil. Red nose worked out okay, but the horns, they just didn't hang right.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, isn't it? It's too bad because Bob, he's a grand boy.
Yes,
really, he is. He's a lovely chap. He's talented and he's very versatile, but he just doesn't have what it takes to make a convincing reindeer. Well, Ken, with Ella Fitzgerald and the Firehouse Five as our guest tonight, the accent, of course, is naturally on music. And believe me, the accent is well placed because I consider Ella the absolute end as far as popular singers are concerned. A great voice, a wonderful style, and a very fine person. Ella, move in here and take a bow.
Thank you, Bing.
Hey, Ella, you've been having some laughs around San Francisco. I heard you had a successful visit yesterday at Bay Meadows. They tell me that you latched onto the Daily Double out there. Is that true?
I got real even.
You did? Wish you'd tell me where you're getting your information. But I think right now we better roll things here with the opening tune. It's a new song called Marshmallow World. John Scott, we're ready.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground.
It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round.
And those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees.
And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze.
And the world is your snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes whenever it snows.
The world is your snowball, just for a song, get out and roll it along.
it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl.
It's a sugar date. What if spring is late?
In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow day in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground.
It's the time for play. It's a whipped cream day,
and we wait for it the whole year round.
Just to remember that those are marshmallow clouds being friendly
in the arms of the evergreen tree.
The sun is red like a pumpkin head.
It's shining so your nose won't freeze.
You must remember that the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows,
the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along.
Oh, it's such a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl.
It's a sugar date.
Oh, what if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Now, very, very, very nice, Binganello.
Oh, we thank you, Ken. That's a very rich number, don't you think?
Rich? It's practically fattening.
So, marshmallows, whipped cream, and we may have to pass out Chiron, Rye Crisp, and Zweibach right here in the auditorium. You take the main floor, and I'll work the balcony.
Well, what about the Chesterfields?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Chesterfields are really going big, folks.
As a matter of fact, every day, by actual count, more than 10,000 smokers make the Chesterfield mildness test.
Have you made it yet? You ought to, you know, because... Well, you ought to be fair to yourself and do it tomorrow. Here's how simple it is. You open them, smell them, compare them, and smoke them.
Yes, make your next pack Chesterfields. Then open it and enjoy that milder, mellow Chesterfield aroma. Compare it with the brand you've been smoking, and you'll find that aroma from Chesterfields is milder. And tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder. Tobacco men have said that for years.
So light yourself up a Chesterfield and... By golly, you'll find that's true. They do smoke milder.
And they leave no unpleasant aftertaste. America's first cigarette taste panel, a panel trained as expert smokers by a leading research organization, tested and compared leading brands for over a year. And they told us Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
So join the millions who smoke Chesterfields. You'll see how much pleasure and comfort a cigarette can give you. You'll agree that Chesterfield is the best cigarette to smoke. Well, now, Ella Fitzgerald's going to return right in here. She's going to sing Can Anyone Explain? It's a great number. She's got a great deck of record out on it. Folks know it, I see. San Franciscans are on their toes, I see. But her record is with Louis Armstrong. But I think you'll discover that her solo performance is pretty smooth, too. Ella?
Can anyone explain the thrill of a kiss? No, no, no. But when two eager lips are pressed against yours, you'll know, yes, you'll know. Can anyone explain the glow of a start? Don't think with your mind, just feel. Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No, no, no. But now that you and I are sharing a sigh, we know. Yes, we know.
And you will find to give love a start. Don't think with your mind, just feel with your heart.
Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No. But now that you and I are sharing a sigh, we know you can't miss it.
Yes, 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 we know.
Oh, Ella, that was enchanté. Vraiment enchanté.
Merci, monsieur.
Merci, monsieur. Now the proceedings are going to take on a rather frenetic turn as we turn quickly from the sublime to the explosive. For now, that on-team little combination known from coast to coast as the Firehouse 5 Plus 2, assembling for a musical tact here, an assault. I want to tell you, when these boys break loose, storm warnings should be hoisted, livestock should be tethered. Might be a good idea to get the women and children indoors. Everybody hold tight, because here comes the Firehouse 5 Plus 2 with the Tiger Rag.
Using the other number?
Yes, sir, folks, you've just heard, and you're probably still hearing, the Firehouse Fire. They have an overtone that goes on for 15 to 20 minutes after. Firehouse 5 plus 2 with Ward Kimball, he's the chief, the trombone player, Frank Thomas on the piano, Clark Mallory, the clarinet, Ed Penner, tuba, soprano sax, Harper Goff on the banjo, Danny Alguire on the cornet, Monty Montjoy on the drums. Now, most of these lads are animators and illustrators and story men at the Walt Disney Studios in Hollywood.
Loafers.
However, Harper Goff, the banjoist, he's a production designer for RKO. Say, Ward.
Yeah, Bing.
Tell me, what's new with you fellas since we were together last? What's happened, Ward?
Well, Milton Berle called us from New York.
Milton?
That's
really?
Right. You know Uncle Milty. Fly east for his old television show.
Gosh, you were on the television with Uncle Milty, huh?
We flew 6,000 miles for one chorus of Margie.
Land of Goshen. Well, you boys keep in action. That's the important thing someplace, all the time.
Yeah, but the big news with our band, Bing, is that Harper Goff, our banjo player, is now a movie actor.
No.
Yes. He just finished a picture at Paramount.
Well, I'll be darned. Isn't that something?
Laurence Olivier's in it, too.
Well, that shouldn't hurt Harper any, I don't. Say, how did Harper happen to land this job in the movie?
Well, William Wyler saw him in the commissary at Paramount one day, and he noticed his kind but different face.
Wyler signed him up, huh? Well, you know, I usually like to do an old tune with you guys when you're aboard here. What do you think we ought to do tonight?
Well, how about that old number? It's always a killer.
What's that?
5'2", Eyes of Blue.
Oh, very big now with the ukulele set. Yes. I got my information direct from Perry Bodkin. He's the head swami of the ukulele cult now. In fact, he's got some very good ukulele lessons on coming out on Decca Records, incidentally.
We were thinking of putting a ukulele in the Bing, in the band Bing. Mm-hmm. The Bing band.
You were going to put a ukulele in the band?
We'd like to put you in. We thought it might get lost.
It sure would in there. Well, what about it? How about 5'2"? 5'2", eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, never had another beau. Anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5'2", covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things. Do I sound like Jack Smith at all? Could she love, could she coo? Could she woo? Anybody see my girl? If you're running to a 5'2", covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life it isn't her. Could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Anybody seen my guy? Very good, man. Wonderful. Now, I'd like to ask Ella Fitzgerald to come back here and help me whip up a bit of Yuletide atmosphere. Got a little thing here from a picture called The Lemon Drop Kid. It's Mr. Hope's forthcoming cinematic effort. The song is called Silver Bell. So, Ella, if you're ready, and John Scott will give us the cue note. Silver bells. Thank you. We are ready.
Silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. sing.
Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells.
The corner Santa Claus.
Silver bells.
He's busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
It fills the winter air.
Hear them ring.
You hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air,
it's Christmas time.
There's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing,
ring-a-ling.
People passing, meeting
hear
smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
Say, folks, thanks very much, Ella. We got a little thing here. We haven't rehearsed it too good, but we're all here at the mic, so we'll give it a whirl. It's a song called Memphis Blues. Johnny Mercer, incidentally, has got a very nice record out on this song, and Jovial John from Savannah, GA, said that it'll be all right for us to use his special lyrics. Firehouse Five are ready, so let's all go to Memphis. Folks, I've just been down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, man, it was good to me. I couldn't spend a dime, had the grandest time.
I went out a dancing with a Tennessee dear. Met a man named Handy with a band you should hear. To swayed, all the fellas played real harmony.
I never will forget the tune they call the Memphis Blues.
They got a fiddler there who always slickens his hair. Folks, he sure does pull a mean bow.
Seconds to the trombone's crew. It moans just like a sinner, ooh, on revival day.
That melancholy strain, ever haunting refrain, is like a southern sorrow song. Here comes the very part. Wraps a spell around my heart.
It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues.
Mississippi River, long, deep, and wide. Got myself a rowboat and I pulled for the other side. Ah, oh, you should have heard the singing come floating out across the tide.
Get on your fanciest pants and shoes and ask the leader to play the blues. The M-E-M-P-H-I-S bar, I mean the Memphis Blues.
Thank you, Ella. Thank you, folks. Thanks also to the Firehouse Five, too, for some mighty fine blast in there. Tell you, Ken, I'll bet everybody in Memphis runs right out now and buys Chesterfield right away. What do you think?
Sir. By the way, Bing, did you happen to catch Bob Hope's program last night?
Did I happen to catch Bob's program?
Yes.
Oh, Ken, the Bob Hope show is an absolute must in the Crosby household.
Good.
Every Tuesday night, we all gulp our dinner down, then we dash madly for the radio. We all sit in a semicircle, and we pay strict attention. Hmm? The first one to laugh has to wash the dishes.
Make a regular game out of it.
Yeah. Gee, I giggled twice last night.
Oh, then you heard Bob mention the new Chesterfield poster, the one that shows him holding up the new Chesterfield Christmas carton?
Oh, indeed I did. I heard him plug my Santa Claus likeness on the carton, too.
You know, Bing, you make a very convincing Papa Santa Claus.
Well, I've had a modicum of practice, shall we say. Anyway, it's a wonderful gift for the kids to tuck into the old man's stocking, for the milkman, the grocer, the mailman, for just about everyone you want to get a gift for.
Bing's right about that, friends. This year's Christmas carton of Chesterfield's is the greatest of them all. It says, best cheer and best smoking, as only a Chesterfield Christmas carton can say it. It stars Bing as Papa Santa Claus, and it's complete in every detail, from Santa's sleigh right down to the Chesterfield red-nosed reindeer. This Christmas, give Christmas cartons of Chesterfield's. They say Merry Christmas, as only a carton of milder Chesterfield's can say it. Order them today at your favorite cigarette dealer.
A lovely French melody called Thoe Mort, now equipped with English lyrics by that eminent lyricist out of Savannah, Georgia, Mr. John Mercer.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. The falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Well, sir, Autumn Leaves is our closer for tonight, and before leaving, I'd like to thank Ella Fitzgerald for joining us here.
I enjoyed it very much.
Ella, gonna have to do it get together again real soon for some more singing, huh? And thanks also to Ward Kimball and to the lads for crawling over the fence at Disney's and flying on up here.
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Next week, Ward? Miss Judy Garland will be with us. Good night, Ward, and good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield's, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
This is Sherman Billingsley, reporting from my store club in New York. Of course, Chesterfield is our number one cigarette. But if any of our customers like a long cigarette, I always recommend Fatima. They're the best king-size cigarette. It says right on the yellow pack, they're extra mild. And they sure are. Remember, at the store club, we recommend only the best. The number one Chesterfield and king-size Fatima.
The show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Judy Garland.